Chapter 6. Malala Speaks to the World. Malala's story for the BBC was now famous across the world. Every day people asked her to speak on the television or on the radio and tell her story. People across the world supported her and wanted to help her. She got a lot of prizes for being very brave and speaking about the Taliban. Many schools in Pakistan now had Malala in their names. Malala also got Pakistan's National Youth Peace Prize, and this prize came with a lot of money. Malala helped other people with this money. She gave it to street children, children with no houses to live in, and to schools. Malala got Pakistan's National Youth Peace Prize. Malala spoke in many different cities. She enjoyed being famous, but she did not forget the most important thing. Girls all across the world must go to school and learn. She wanted school to be the same for girls and boys. Malala did not want to stop speaking until this happened. The people of Pakistan knew and loved Malala and her father. Everyone knew their story and they supported them. They did not support the Taliban now. The religion of the Taliban was not the religion of Pakistan. But the extremist group knew about Malala and her father too. Malala was nearly 15 years old now. One day, the Taliban put a video on the internet. They wanted to kill Malala. Ziauddin and Tur Pekkei were very frightened. But Malala was brave. She did not want to stop fighting for girls to go to school. It was very important to her. In October 2012, it was time for exams at Kushal School, and Malala worked very hard. The night before her first exam, Malala studied hard and went to bed very late. Malala and her father on television. One afternoon that week, Malala got on the school bus to go home with her friends. It was a hot day, and they talked about the exam questions. Then, Malala and her friends saw two young men, and everything changed.
"Which girl is Malala?" the men asked.
Then, they shot her in the head. An ambulance took her to hospital, but things were very bad for Malala. In the next few days, doctors worked very hard. They had to help Malala quickly. They moved her to a big hospital in Peshawar in Pakistan. After a very long operation, the doctors were happy. Malala did not die. But she was not well, and the doctors moved her again to a hospital in Birmingham, England. Later, Malala's family flew to England too. They wanted to be with her at this very important and difficult time. After 3 months, Malala left the hospital in Birmingham, but she could not see, hear, smile, or walk very well. It took many more months for Malala to do these things again. Birmingham.